The MCAT Podcast, session number 18. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. All right, so last week I teased about what we were going to talk about today, and it's a very scintillating podcast episode all about scratch paper. So Brian, the MCAT is taken in a test center on a computer, and you are playing with a mouse and a keyboard and staring at a screen, and the AAMC still allows you to use these Neanderthal tools called pen and paper, pencil and paper. What are we supposed to do with those things?
Right. Yeah. It's very old school, right? You feel like Socrates here or I guess he would have a chisel and
stone tablet.
Right. Yeah. So they do. They give you this little booklet of, sort of 8 sheets of paper and 2 pencils freshly sharpened. You don't get to bring your own stuff in, of course, right? You don't bring anything of your own into the test room. So the tool is there, right? The scratch paper is there. So you really got to decide what you want to do with it. And, I always like to emphasize with the MCAT that whatever decision you make is fine, as long as it's the best decision for you, as long as you're the one actively taking charge of your testing experience and making it a decision rather than just passively falling into some sort of default setting. And that goes for everything, how you tackle the passages, how you structure your studying, even down to something as simple as how you use the scratch paper. This should be something you think about, you test out, and then make your own decision. And really, there are basically 3 things to do. Approach one would be to not use it at all, right? Like you just, what is this? A century-old tool here. I'm not going to use the scratch paper at all. I don't recommend it. But if that's what you decide, if you decide the scratch paper is just a pain in the butt and you're not going to do it, then fine, don't use it at all. Another alternative is something that is very popular among certain prep courses out there. We touch on this in the Next Step course, although we don't mandate it, is the idea of using a scratch paper to almost build up a paragraph by paragraph summary as you read each and every passage that you do. So whether it's science or verbal, you read a paragraph, you stop, you jot a couple of notes down on the scratch paper. So you make your own little outline, your own little index of the passage. Now, generally, that is not a successful strategy for the majority of students. In my experience, probably 85 to 90% of students find that the process of taking paragraph by paragraph notes is time consuming and not helpful, right? They never even look back at their notes while they're answering the questions. And in the end, because it's so time consuming, it ends up lowering their score. Right, because time is tight on the MCAT, so any second that you spend on a strategy that's not actually helping you is time wasted, and it can hurt your performance. What I'm a really big fan of is a middle ground, where you use the scratch paper anytime you come across a problem or a paragraph of reading where it seems really complicated and you think, wow, I'm not following this at all. I should probably jot down some notes. So I usually describe it as like a little flow chart. Just jot down a little kind of flow chart of notes to help yourself follow the logic of what the passage is saying. The way I describe it to my students is think with your pencil. Right. Don't try to hold all the ideas in your head. Instead, jot down a little flow chart if and when you need it, whether it's a series of science ideas in one of the science passages or a series of maybe complicated, philosophy terms in one of the reading passages. And I'll give you an example. I'm just going to read a paragraph to you taken from the AMC official guide. So here's paragraph number 1 to an AMC passage. In contrast to the conventional thought that prokaryotic transcription and translation are coupled, scientists have observed the intracellular localization of mRNA in Escherichia coli. The locations of the CAT and LACY transcripts were determined in living E. coli cells. The gene cat encodes the soluble protein chloramphenicol acetyltransferase. LAC Y encodes the membrane brown lactose permease. Six copies of the binding sequence, 6XBS, for the phage MS2 coprotein were inserted upstream of these genes in E. coli cells. Locations of the transcripts were visualized using fluorescence microscopy of cells expressing the MS2 coprotein fused to the green fluorescent protein MS2-GFP. The Cat6XBS transcript formed a helix-like structure within the cytoplasm, and the LACY6XBS transcript was localized near the cell membrane. Next, and I'm just going to stop reading there, right? Because by the time you get to the end of that, you think, oh my God, I only have 8 minutes to get through this passage, and I have to answer all these questions. And this passage is just fire hosing these abbreviations at me. It's nuts. There's no way you can keep all that straight in your head. So if you just pull out the scratch paper, think with your pencil, right? Link all these little abbreviations together in a little flow chart. What links to what links, A links to B links to C and so on. Then you can just look back at that little flow chart of ideas, and it makes it much, much easier if you give yourself a little visual representation rather than trying to slog through this ludicrous paragraph of text.
All right. So, Brian, what I want to do, I want to take that paragraph that you just read, and I want to see how you would visually represent that in a sketch, and we'll put that in the show notes.
Absolutely. Sure thing.
That'd be a good one. And if you're listening to this in the car, you can go get that picture in the show notes. Go to medical school, or not medical school. That's the other podcast I do, Medical School HQ. Go to themcatpodcast.com/18, and that'll bring you to the show notes specifically for this page, and we'll have a picture of that, what Brian thinks would be a good visual representation of that. I like that idea. All right. Anything else to add about scratch paper besides don't get a paper cut?
Don't get a paper cut.
It's very important. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Sure thing.
All right. I know you are so excited after listening to that podcast episode all about scratch paper. If you're that excited and you're ready to dive in head first to start studying for the MCAT, go check out Next Step Test Prep. They have a new course all on the MCAT. The Next Step Test Prep is typically known for their one-on-one tutoring. But recently, as we're recording this, they released their first course. Now, this course is amazing, and I have access to it, and I'm going to do a review on it so you can actually see kind of the inside workings of it. But here's what really happens. You get access to a ton of information, more than you'll get from those other big box companies for a lot less, almost $1,000 less. Why would you want to spend more for less? So check out Next Step Test Prep. They give you a customized study schedule. You get live office hours from the people that designed the course, not just some random people, but the actual people that designed the course, some of the more senior people at Next Step Test Prep. A lot of the other courses out there give you the material, but they don't give you that live office hour access. Go check out Next Step Test Prep and use the code MCATPOD, that's all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save some money. All right, I hope you got a lot of great information out of the episode today. Next week, we're going to be back here talking about stress management. Until then, keep your head up, keep pushing forward, and keep studying. And we'll catch you next week here at the MCAT Podcast and the Medical School Headquarters.